Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." You know, if we find ourselves nodding our heads in agreement with Jesus' teachings up to this point, the truth is our comfort with Jesus' commands tends to shift as he addresses divorce. These two verses seem both uncompromising and frankly uncharitable. Most of us know and love people who have been or are divorced, family members, friends, perhaps even ourselves, have had to endure relational breaks. You know, scripture, honestly, can seem overly judgmental and callous, and we're kind of tempted to dismiss this admonition as just not keeping up with the times, nor in line with our understanding of the grace that is needed to make sense of our personal histories and relational challenges. However, and this is important, people who immediately recoil from this particular teaching often miss out on the depth of what Jesus is trying to communicate. While Jesus is certainly not in favor of divorce, he's communicating something much more significant than mere relational expectations. You know, taken with the teaching that immediately follows these two verses, you can begin to get this sense that Jesus has an overarching concern that vows and commitments to others are really serious business, that vows should not be made or broken lightly. The promises we make should be kept and be a sacred bond. Because of Jesus' assertion that divorce is acceptable, though, in response to adultery, we know that Jesus understood that there are certain behaviors or infidelities that would necessitate a relational break. Jesus does not affirm abuse. Jesus does not endorse neglect. Jesus doesn't encourage carelessness between people committed to one another. However, Jesus clearly believed that vows are serious business and relationships should not be easily or cavalierly discarded. Now, with that said, there is one other truly important feature of this teaching which we can't overlook. What Jesus is doing here is also advocating for the protection of women. And a lot of people do overlook that. I mean, this is an important prophetic theme in Jesus' ministry. In an age when women were considered property, which was the case in first century Palestine, a divorced woman would be forced into poverty, maybe even forced toward death. There were very few avenues of support for women who were given a certificate of divorce. Jesus understood that women were to be valued and treasured. They weren't property, they were people. You know, dismissing a wife because she displeased her husband was akin to breaking the sacred commandments of God. See, Jesus' prohibition of divorce was a form of advocacy for the care and welfare of women. Vows are to be honored, to be sure, but wives are also to be cherished. Do not take your vows lightly and take good care of those pledged to you. Care between people and protection of the vulnerable are at the heart of Jesus' teaching on divorce. So here's a question. What is a vow or a promise that you've made sometime in the past? What's a vow or promise that you've made that you actually need to recommit to? You need to get serious about again. And then, as a practice, consider some of the vows you've taken throughout your life. Maybe they're baptismal vows, marital vows, vocational commitments or vows. I want you to actually go online, look up those specific vows that you have committed to. Okay, they can all be found online. Print them out and then place them somewhere. Maybe place them in a book or in your Bible or somewhere you can see them for continual reference throughout these 31 days. So print out the vows and keep them before you so that you can see them and think about them. Let's pray. Lord God, we've all made vows and we've all broken them from time to time. We've made promises and backed out of them. We've given our word and not followed through on our commitment. Lord, we really do desire to be more faithful in our commitments, and we're sorry for our failings, and we do humbly repent. So we ask that you would forgive us, that you would absolve us, that you would allow us to begin again, to try again, and allow us to afford that same grace to those who are in relationship with us. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.